This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, okay, hold on, I got a new favorite food.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie Mayo.
Yeah, it's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it at the grocery store.
And this mayo is different.
Mm-hmm. Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything. Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I want to be clear about something. This was Donald J. Trump today in Arlington for the 9/11 ceremony. He was not in New York, which is a whole different issue. We'll get to that. But this was him during that ceremony nodding off. And there's other pictures of this. He seemed pretty out of it, maybe asleep at times, not super interested. This was Donald Trump during the Patriot Games when teenagers were competing at the so-called Patriot Games for physical fitness. What does Donald Trump look more interested in? Watching teenagers compete at the Patriot Games or at the 9/11 ceremony? I'm going to let you decide. Let me know what you think of that in the comments down below. I want to break down Donald Trump's day today and a little bit of this speech, but also some things that are going under the radar that we're going to be seeing over the next few days. This article was pretty nuts. Cops threaten not to show up for Trump visit. Police officers in Ireland are threatening to refuse to report for work when Donald Trump visits the country, according to a local report. He's set to arrive in Ireland tomorrow, September 12th, as I record this video, Saturday, for a two-day trip during which he will meet with the Irish president, Irish prime minister, go to his golf course, you know, do all the things Donald Trump does, which is basically make us look foolish, sleep, golf, fall asleep again, golf. You get the idea. However, some officers assigned to work at Trump's golf course during the president's visit have warned that they may not show up, citing multiple disagreements with their bosses, per an Irish newspaper. This includes being made to pay for their own accommodation and childcare at short notice. Other rank-and-file members of the Irish police force say their work arrangements have also been changed at the last minute. There are members who were notified to work 5 nights in Clare and were then told this week that they're only working the weekend. It means they had to spend a fortune on accommodation and change plans they had made just 2 weeks ago. Hotel rooms near this area are quoted right now at this time anywhere between $1,100 and $18,000. So that is quite expensive. Others said that they were provided with accommodation to work during Trump's trip to the golf course, but in a city 80 miles away, so they have to find transportation there. There's a use and abuse policy for management, and they're expecting lads to just show up. It's not good enough, and there's a feeling that people will refuse to turn up, go sick, or even walk if this happens. Again, obviously the protest itself is supposed to draw a huge protest because people in Ireland do not like Donald Trump, including from politicians in the country's opposing party, with some members of that opposing party obviously saying this, that he's, you know, the war in Iran, inflation, he makes a mockery of us, he attacks us, things that I certainly agree with. It is almost embarrassing at levels that I am an American citizen and that is my president. The other thing before we get into today, a contractor today, and we probably just won't hear about this ever again from the Trump administration, but the contractor that renovated the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool has told the Trump administration that errors in its own work and flaws in the repair plan, not vandalism, caused the pool's new blue liner to peel and break loose. Documents show. Again, we will keep you updated on those two things moving forward here on the Adam Mockler channel, his trip to Ireland, more details that we're learning about the horrible, awful reflecting pool that still is just, it's disastrous, and apparently it was vandalism. Not looking very sharp these days, and it has been, God, it feels like months. We will keep you updated on all of it. Just make sure you hit like, subscribe, share this video out. It really helps us out. You can turn on the notification bell so you know when the Adam Mockler channel posts. I am not Adam Mockler. My name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. It would mean a lot if you enjoy the way I do these videos. If you check out my YouTube channel right down below, there should be a link in the description, or usually I collaborate on these videos so you can actually see me next to Adam's name. You guys are the best. I appreciate all the support lately. So what was Donald Trump up to today? Well, he posted a video on True Social today that he originally filmed on January 6th as his supporters were storming the Capitol. And obviously he posted this today, September 11th, 9/11. So instead of focusing on something like, I don't know, Zohra Mamdani was focused on, which was, you know, talking about the victims, the survivors, you know, moving forward, the family members on such a tragic day, Donald Trump decided to get on Truth Social and post the video he made on January 6th talking about how the election was stolen. You know, this guy cares a lot about Americans.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order.
I think you've seen this video before. The question I have, Donald Trump obviously clearly cognitively declining. That's why today he was falling asleep, as you see some other photos here. Falling asleep today. Why is he posting this? Like, no caption or anything, just reposting this video that he posted roughly 3.5 hours after the riot started on January 6th. I don't know, no context there, but just throwing it out there on September 11th. Why not? I guess this should be on the front of every newspaper tomorrow, and I certainly agree. Again, full cognitive decline. This was Donald Trump today in Arlington. Look at these different photos. I mean, that is unbelievable. Every single living president flew to New York to honor the 9/11 victims, except Trump, who stayed in D.C. and slept. Let's listen to Donald Trump in D.C. today, because it was embarrassing, to say the least.
We will always remember the victims and the families of September 11th, 2001. Very famous date, unfortunately.
Oh, my God. I mean, just complete and total cognitive decline. You can tell he's reading 2001, and I don't know, maybe he read it as 2001, and then he's kind of processing and trying to make what he's saying okay. Or he realizes that he's making light of a day that he's not supposed to be making light of, so he's working through being like, what a famous day, unfortunately. And it's crazy that people will watch this and they won't care. They won't care that just the other day he was claiming that on 9/11 he was across the street from the World Trade Center being physically lifted up by firemen and led out of a building, when in reality we know for a fact that he was at Trump Tower. They won't care that he lied about where he was on 9/11 to portray himself as some sort of hero. They won't care that he's making a mockery of this day like this. They'll all focus on people like Zohra Mamdani or Abdul Al-Sayed because those individuals are brown, and a lot of people in this movement are incredibly racist. Somebody pointing out this was Trump on 9/11/25, hours after Charlie Kirk was shot. We know Charlie Kirk was shot a year ago. Yesterday, Donald Trump dancing here. And this is in response to a video that went very viral today on the right. Mamdani and AOC are spotted laughing with each other as people cry while the names of those who died are read during the 9/11 memorial in New York. Again, this video catching on like wildfire, and it really shows where our media atmosphere is at, because Donald Trump can fall asleep during his event and these people don't care. Donald Trump can be saying absurd things like you just said, and don't worry, I'm going to show you more. He starts promoting his war in Iran during the 9/11 ceremony. No one has an issue with it. But during this, they catch AOC and Zohra Mamdani having a cordial moment, saying hi, and then going back to listening, and it's the end of the world. So that's why Max here kind of shooting back at the right-wing media. What about Donald Trump? Why was he so happy hours after Charlie Kirk was shot? Not a bad strategy there. Before I show you the other videos from today, this was Donald Trump yesterday in Dallas. And I was in Dallas for a little bit doing live debates against Trump supporters. I saw lots of MAGA hats there. It was a fascinating time. It is a cult, my friends. This is one of the craziest videos I've seen from the MAGA movement, maybe ever. This is like all-time Hall of Fame Wild videos. Take a listen.
Please raise your right hand. I pledge to the greatest president in the history of the United States that loves us so much he can't even breathe. That I will go out with my family, my friends. I'll do it anyway. I don't care if I'm registered or not. I'm going to try and cheat like hell like they do. There's never been bigger cheaters. I don't care. I am going to go out and I'm going to get my friends, my family, and we are going to vote on November 3rd, or we are going to vote before that. Right? Okay, ready? Ready?
Psychosis. Mass psychosis is at least part of the explanation for what we are experiencing in this country. And again, I don't have to go on the whole rant about how scary and cult-like that is for the United States. How wannabe dictator-esque that is, if that makes sense. I think it does. I don't have to go into that. But I will say, again, the cognitive decline in full effect here. He's having people raise their hands. He has them repeat two lines and then proceeds to himself just kind of rant on and on and on. And then obviously nobody's repeating what he's saying because it's gone on too long. Ridiculous. So let's get to today, where the cognitive decline was also just all out there and being so disrespectful during the 9/11 ceremony. Frustrating that more people won't talk about this. Take a listen.
Ensure the world's number one sponsor of terror, the Islamic Republic of Iran, will never, ever have a nuclear weapon.
Again, why is there even one nanosecond of this speech dedicated to a war in Iran? Again, this is the 9/11 ceremony in Arlington, Virginia. Why are you talking about the Iran war and playing politics about how you're winning this war and you're the greatest president ever and all these things? It's so gross and so disgusting. And people like Greg Price, who was the right-wing nutjob who posted the video of Zohra Mamdani and AOC, has nothing to say about it because a lot of these individuals on the MAGA side, they have zero self-respect. They're just part of the cult and taking marching orders. Pete Hegseth also doing the exact same thing. Take a listen.
Ever vigilant, especially this place, especially these people. Over the past 6 months, we have laid waste to the world's most prolific state sponsor of terrorism. Our warriors have fought an Islamic theocracy that has wished us death for nearly half a century, that cheered on 9/11. A regime that has sponsored terrorist attacks against Americans for decades, killing thousands, including our comrades in Iraq and Afghanistan. But they did not factor in this president. The United States has killed their leaders, destroyed their Air Force, and their Navy rests at the bottom of the sea. Their defenses are gone. We're still sending terrorists where they belong, to hell.
Pete Hegseth using his time to kind of get in some political talking points here and there. We've destroyed everything. We've destroyed their Navy, all these different things. Apparently, we've done that for five straight months, but the war isn't over. And then using it to praise the president. All of these people were not prepared for Donald J. Trump. Boston Brian, I love Boston Brian. Utterly embarrassing guy, can't even keep his eyes open at the 9/11 ceremony. And you see here the video that, again, all those right-wingers will not talk about. He is out. He appears to be not out cold, asleep. I mean, he is sitting completely and totally still. You see a little bit of his head knocked back. And you can see him for just a second jolt up. And obviously, moments like that where he's leaned back are where a lot of the photos come from that I was showing you earlier. Absolutely insane. And this tweet from Chris Jackson. Joe Biden, 83 years old, battling stage 4 cancer that has spread to his bones, stood for hours alongside Dr. Biden, Dr. Jill Biden, the first lady, as the names of 9/11 victims were read. Donald Trump fell asleep at the 9/11 event at the Pentagon. One showed respect despite his pain. The other couldn't even stay awake. Trump is an embarrassment to the nation, and the office he holds really says it all. I couldn't agree more. And these two photos, side to side, really... really tell the story. Let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. I really appreciate you making it to the end of this video. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Ockler channel. Make sure you subscribe here. Check out my YouTube channel down below. And with all that said, I will see you in the next video.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino style games. And they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just 10 bucks. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit spinquest.com and download the app today.
Spin Quest is a free to play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.